When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the post-match podcast. Liverpool got beaten by 2-0. Here's Ross inside Napoli Stadium in the immediate aftermath of that loss with his thoughts.
Hello, welcome to Ben TV here at San Paolo. Liverpool's been beaten 2-0 by Napoli. Bit of a mad game for me. I thought we were really good most of that game. We controlled it, we dominated possession, we created loads of chances. I don't know why I'm talking about us losing that game. We just didn't take our chances ultimately. I know it's a cliche, you don't take your chances, you get punished, and we did. I sent the pen back. I don't think it was a penalty. Apparently went to VAR and they didn't give it. And then from then on, they just kind of took over. They made some decisions, injected some pace into the game, and it kind of took out us. We were pretty goose towards the end. Second goal, Virgil just gets caught in possession. He gives it away. But ultimately, I think the bigger picture is this is the hardest place on paper Liverpool has to come to in this Champions League. And that was the first one. And then we played really well. We were bossy for most of that game. It hurts now, but in the big scheme of things, if we play like that in the rest of the games, we'll be sound. Napoli are a good side. I think they're credit. They've got loads of good, decent strikers going forward. The boss. And like I said, we got punished. So loads of positives to take from that game in my eyes. Obviously, it's a pain in the arse now because we've just lost. I thought, Fabinho for me was amazing. He ran that most of that game, particularly in the first half. He was picking up his spaces in between the lines, taking the ball, taking a touch, turning, spray past left, right and centre. I thought he was immense in that game. All the standouts, Matip and Virgil were really good as well. Obviously, before Virgil messes up for the second goal. And the front three, they were good. It was just hard lines, that final ball, that little pass. There's a moment where Sadio tries to put Mo through, but he overreacts the ball, Sally can't go and get it in. It's fine margins, and it cost us tonight. But like I said, going forward, just look at the first 70, 80 minutes of that game, we should have scored some goals. So we played against Genk, we played against Salzburg. We know how good we are at Anfield. We'll be sound. Let me know your thoughts on the game, the penalty, any decisions in there. Your standout player was in the comments below, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, Ross is gutted, didn't think it was a penalty. I'm in exactly the same boat, and you'll hear my player ratings and a little bit of a match reaction right now.
And welcome to the Redmen TV. It is the player ratings show after Liverpool were beaten by Napoli in Naples in the first game of our defence of our sixth Champions League. Disappointing result in the end. I don't think the performance was too bad on the whole, if I'm perfectly honest. I feel like we grew into the game. It was a tough first half for us. I believe it was very, very hot over there as well. That will have played into things. But ultimately, when it came to it, we switched off towards the end of the game. A penalty that shouldn't have been a penalty was given against Andy Robertson. For me, I don't see the point in VAR if it can't overturn something. I understand slightly why it never overturned it, because the rules are clear and obvious error. But when there are television angles coming out where the fella's diving before it gets to Andy Robertson, that for me is, it's just like, it's mental, because he's going down and it's a cop-out, this clear and obvious error. It might not be a clear and obvious error, but it's clearly a dive for me. And it just baffles me, Ed, to be honest with you. And, maybe the difference between the UEFA and the FA or the Premier League and how they're dealing with it, it just adds another layer of complexity that I don't think Liverpool needs, or anyone needs, not just Liverpool. For me, that's not a penalty. I think, Andy Robertson tries for the ball and the guy's falling over before he gets touched by him. So he's going down already, which is diving, which is simulation, which they've been trying to stamp out from the game for years. Yet now it seems like, well, we can get away with it because it's not clear and obvious. It's rubbish, to be honest with you. Other than that, I thought Liverpool grew into the game. Second half, I thought we were really, really good. But I am not here to give you a match reaction. I am here to do the play rating. So I'm going to start with Adrian, the goalkeeper. I thought he was outstanding again. That save. You know that save. You know the one that I'm talking about. It was one of many good saves by him again. But the way that he gets his right hand to that from Mertens, I think it was, it's absolutely outstanding. There's a double save earlier on where one of their forwards gets called for offside and put it in the back of the net and stuff. Double save before that was superb as well. From a great left-footed shot and then a great right-footed shot from their attacker. But he was brilliant and, you know, his kicking, I think, has improved over the last few games as well. He seems to understand exactly what we want from him. And as such, I'm giving him a 9 out of 10. I think he does well to even get a hand on the penalty and he's unlucky in the end that he doesn't push it wide. Another, you know, an outstanding penalty. There's nothing I don't think that he can do for the second. There's a little bit of confusion maybe between Robertson and Adrian on that one. But then I think I'm nitpicking on that, if I'm honest. I think in real time, I don't think he would have got there. And I don't think Robertson would have got there either after the poor ball by, or the error by Virgil van Dijk. So 9 out of 10 for Adrian. It would have been a 10 out of 10 if he'd saved the penalty, to be honest with you. I think he's boss. He's actually a really, really good goalkeeper and we're really lucky to have him as a number two. Trent Alexander-Arnold over at right back. A bit of an up and down game for him. I think there was a couple of times when he was caught at the back post, maybe misjudged the ball. Going forward, his delivery wasn't quite there, but then tough because Koulibaly was just winning everything in the air. And, you know, is it down to Trent having a poor game or is it down to Koulibaly being good and the other centre-half as well, to be fair to him? So I think probably maybe sort of a 6 or a 7 out of 10. I'll probably err on the side of a 7 out of 10 because I do think it was a good performance. And, you know, 10 minutes before the game, if you'd asked me player ratings, they'd probably all be higher. And I don't think they really did too much wrong. It's just that we lost the game and it kind of skews it a little bit because I don't feel comfortable giving 8s to defenders when we've just lost by 2-0. But so, yeah, I'll probably go with a 7 out of 10 for Trent. I thought Joel Matip was really good. Again, I don't think he makes a mistake throughout the game. I think he deals with the different threats from their forwards well. I think, obviously, the two lads who start the game and then Llorente, who finishes it, you know, obviously gets a goal as well. But so, for me, I'm actually erring towards a 9 out of 10 for Joel. And again, I think we can see 2 goals and I think I'm just going to knock him down a mark, 8 out of 10. Virgil, he probably played about the same level as Joel Matip, to be honest. Probably a 9 out of 10 performance. Definitely loses a mark for the error, which is just so un-Virgil van Dijk, isn't it? So I think I'll probably give him a 7 out of 10. I gave Joel an 8. I'll give him a 7 out of 10. Again, other than that, he was brilliant. So a couple of headers that go out for corners that maybe you'd hope would go out for throw-ins. Again, that's nitpicking, isn't it? In his one-on-ones, he was superb. As he always is. Left-back Andy Robertson, I don't think it was a penalty. I'm not sure that he needed to be diving in or playing the ball. I don't think there was too much danger, to be honest, that side of the penalty area at that time during the game. I think it was a time when Liverpool were massively on top and it took the life out of the whole performance by everybody, to be honest, conceding that penalty. I'll probably give him a... What did I give Trent? A 7. I'll probably give him a 7 out of 10 as well. Fabinho, for me, was... up there with Adrian for man of the match for Liverpool. That first half performance was as good as any from a DM I've seen. Monstrous, in fact, imperious. He just wins everything, but it's not just that he's a DM. It's not just that he wins every ball. It's what he does with the ball when he gets it, and he moves the ball forward, and he dictates the tempo of the game, and he dictates the pace of the passing even. You know, if he plays the ball quickly, everybody seems to play the ball quickly after him. If he plays it slowly, everyone moves around and plays it a little bit slowly. He's an absolute maestro, and he's fast becoming one of my favourite players, to be honest with you. I made a shout on the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show that, I think he's the best DM we've had. Better than Mascherano, I think better than Alonso when he played for us, and that might have ruffled people up the wrong way, but it's just how I feel about him. I think he's that good, and I'm going to give him a 9 out of 10 for his performance. Henderson, probably an 8 out of 10. I thought better second half when Liverpool started to create chances and we were putting them under a lot of pressure and stuff. Henderson started to win the ball back, sort of that 60 to 75 minute spell kind of took over the midfield for me, and he was really good throughout the first half as well. Milner, probably a 7 out of 10 for James. I think it was the right decision pulling him off for Wijnaldum when he picked up that yellow card. There was a couple of challenges in quick succession, and you could see him probably doing it again late a couple of times in tackles. Not bad tackles in any way, shape or form. Didn't have quite as much an impact on the game as maybe Henderson and Fabinho did, but a solid performance from him. Over on the right hand side, Mo Salah, who has that one good shot on his left foot, which is a great save from their goalkeeper. Struggled to get past Koulibaly, as I'm sure many strikers have and will do in the future. Not a bad performance from him, probably a 7, 8 out of 10, something like that. I'll give him a 7.5 out of 10. Roberto Firmino, probably flattered to deceive a little bit at times. I think we were all looking for something special from him again, like we saw at the weekend. Never really got on the edge of the box in those areas where we were playing the 1-2s, because Napoli didn't allow us that time and space to be able to do that. They're quite a tough matchup for Liverpool, it seems. They seem to know and defend really well the areas of the pitch that we like to normally exploit. Obviously, we're going to have them again in the Champions League, and if we both get through the group, then I really hope that we don't meet them further down the competition, because they're a very, very tough side to play against, and they do match up really well against us as well. Certainly, you know, at that ground, it's been a tough place for us to go in the last couple of years. But for me, you know, I think probably a 7 out of 10 for him. I think you could see what he was wanting to do. Couple of times when he overplayed passes and stuff. Not his best game, nothing like what he was playing like at the weekend, but not a bad game. Sadio Mane, again, I'll use the phrase again, flattered to deceive. He has that, you know, early shot with his left foot in the first half, probably the best opportunity for us there. He has that one chance to lay Mo Salah on, and I wonder whether the Burnley stuff was going through his head. I don't personally think it is, but we were having a conversation about it, and, you know, maybe it was. I think ultimately it's just a poor ball. He just overhit the pass. I think the decision and the timing of the pass was right. But then when he gets to it, he slowed down and he overplays the pass. And Moses doesn't have a chance to get on the end of it. And that really at 0-0. I think if we'd scored there, that's game over. Game over. We walk away with 3 points and start the campaign really well. Ultimately, we didn't. I'll probably give him a 7 out of 10 as well. 7.5 out of 10, actually. And then the substitutes, Gini Wijnaldum. Don't really remember much that he did when he came on. Came on probably, you know, it was the right time. I think it was about 61 minutes. I think I turned around to the lads and said, I think it's time probably for Milner to come off and Wijnaldum to come on. Obvious, because he just picked up the yellow card and stuff. I'm not a genius for saying that. I'm sure there was thousands of people around the world saying it. And then has that one run into the box, doesn't quite get the ball to his feet. Yeah, probably a 6 out of 10 from Genie, and then finally Shaqiri comes on, last sort of roll of the dice. But even then, I think they scored in about 80 minutes, 81 minutes. It wasn't until like 85, 86 minutes when he comes on. A little bit too late for me. Probably a 6 out of 10. I don't really remember anything that he does again. So that's my player ratings. Leave me yours in the comment section below and let me know your thoughts on that game. If you like the Redmen TV and you enjoy our videos, please do click the like button, subscribe if it's your first time here as well, and click that little notification bell. But thank you for watching. As I say, leave me your thoughts in the comment section below, and I'll see you next time on the Redmen TV. Ta-ra.
And here's a little snippet as well of the instant match reaction. Ben and Paul sat down for between 10 and 15 minutes to dissect that ahead of tomorrow's final word show. It's really good. And if you want to listen to the whole thing, then go over to theredmentv.com. It's £5 for a month. First month is free. We're here for you to hold your hand when Liverpool lose. And we're here to celebrate with you when Liverpool win. Anyway, enough of me. Here's them. And that will finish the post-match podcast.
Because there were some really strong things in that performance. Mm. Fabinho, I thought, was once again absolutely outstanding.
Miles ahead of anybody else on the pitch. Mm. Maybe except Koulibaly.
Yeah. He was great.
He was great. He's become one of my favourite players. Yeah. I just think he's just. Oh my word! I can't even put into, you know. I've never put it this way, I've never appreciated the role of a defensive midfielder like I do now. Yeah. And I think his what he's doing for Liverpool is making me understand how important that position is in football.
He's doing for the DM what Van Dijk's done for us for the centre-back position.
Yeah, definitely. Just a class above, and all of a sudden, it is exactly that. All of a sudden, I'm watching other DMs and going, they're just nowhere near his level. It's not a nice position, not an attractive position to be playing in, but he's making it look sexy. Yeah. And I love that. I absolutely love that.
He was, particularly first half, he was absolutely peerless. Like, he was brilliant. And again, it's such a shame, because if Liverpool come away with a point from that, we're talking about Adrian again. Yeah. He makes probably save of the season. Mm-hmm. Now, bear in mind, like, Alisson Becker makes the save that gets us out of the group stage against Napoli at Anfield last season. That save from Adrian is one of the best saves I've ever seen. Like, it's ridiculous. And it's a bit Pepe Reina-esque. He used to do this a lot. And Peter Schmeichel did it with the old star jumps and stuff about, like, he pre-dives and it gives him a great chance. And to get his right hand up to tip it over the bar is a feat of absolute excellence, and that, I guess, that's one of those things worth remembering. I wouldn't have begrudged us like losing to a proper goal almost in some regards to that, but to lose when you've had a soft penalty given against you and a stupid defensive mistake from the best defender in the world, whereas they crafted a brilliant chance earlier on and Adrian makes the save. And it's mad because we spoke a lot about Adrian this week already on various shows and just saying how good and how settled he is. And it was another game where because we talked on the Reds News Roundup, wasn't it, said, like, we were singing his praises and we're like, oh God, like, and I think you even said during the match, when's it going to come? Yeah, when's the moment when the fact that he's a free transfer that's been binned off by West Ham kind of like going to come back to haunt us? But it was another game where, like, we didn't lose that game because we didn't have Alisson.
It's almost like every single one he does, like, obviously he made a great double save in the first half as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That.
He makes the great save in the second half. But, like, just his catching is solid. Yeah. Like, every corner he comes to collect, there's no... Look, we go away to Chelsea at the weekend, and this could all come crashing down. But everything he does, it never looks as if he's going to drop anything. Yeah. There's never even like a, sometimes you would have a shot and keepers would have a shot and they'd save it and they'd like bounce it on the ground.
Yeah,
nothing like that. He just catches things.
Very tidy,
solid, and again, I think it's important to discuss the good things in a show like this when Liverpool have played well. I don't think it's outrageous to say that. I think Liverpool have played well in a tough European game, and some players have played excellently.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.